Our livestock markets found a lot of support throughout the course of last week. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update.
Danielle, I've seen a lot of bull markets in the last 40 years. This is one of the historic moves that I've seen.
That's Al Kleiss with Kleiss Commodities on the movement of the cattle market last week. And right now, they are still solely reacting to the strong demand and the high cash market.
Cash markets remain strong. Futures have been trading at a discount, so in the convergence, you're going to, I think, take June cattle up to 228 or 230 to go meet cash. And same with the feeders. The feeder cattle index continued to soar higher, and so you're just playing catch-up in there. And I don't know, when it tips over, it will at some point in time, but right now the trend is still your friend.
And that is the million-dollar question. How high will this cattle market go, and for how long? Al says,
one thing I'm watching for that could signal that is if speculators and funds keep buying too much for too often, and you end up taking these sky-high futures to a premium to cash, then you're really going to have to be careful.
We had about 9,000 metric tons of beef on the weekly export report last week, and for hogs, 36,000 metric tons. We're seeing a lot of demand and a rise in cash prices for hogs recently as we kick off the summer grilling season.
Just expecting with all the PRRS that I've seen reported in southern Minnesota, northwest Iowa, South Dakota, I think that kill numbers may start to move lower. This is at a time when exports are strong, retail demand is really good here in the U.S., and so it sets up a very potent market. And again, we'll have to see how we close today, but certainly for the hedgers, when you look at the current price of corn and soybean meal, it sure is nice to see some profits being able to be lock in some profits here through the end of the year.
That's an update on your livestock markets with Al Kleiss with Kleiss Commodities. With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.